Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Shan Shan Wang. I'm working at Chiba. Sorry, what am I? Sorry.
Just you're dragging the arrow.
Okay, use the pointer. It's
okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm working at Chiba University as a postdoctoral fellow. And today I would like to introduce my research. Abscisic acid is involved in aromatic ester biosynthesis related with ethylene in green apple oiling. So, still, sorry. Yeah. So at first, I will introduce the apple production and main cultivar in Japan. In 2017, the total of the apple production is 735,210. The cultivar were the main cultivar is Fuji and Tsugaru, Orin, Janagold, and other cultivars. As we know, the fruit flavor were determined with three main factors, including sweetness, aroma, sourness. In this research, we focused on the aromatic volatiles, and it is in fact by two main factors, environmental factor like such as temperature, water, and another is internal factor like plant hormone. So why is the important plant hormone? One is the internal factor plant hormone. There are two main plant hormones: ethylene. Ethylene will act as an important role in climacteric fruits, and abscisic acid, as we know, are important in non-climacteric fruits during ripening. In recent years, ABA was also reported involved in the climacteric fruits. However, the relationship of ABA and the effect on the almond biosynthesis during ripening in apple are still unclear. So before I introduce the content of my research, I will simply introduce the ethylene and the abscisic biosynthesis pathway. So the ethylene was produced from the SAM through the ACC cysis and the ACC oxidase, these two enzymes. In the abscisic pathway, the ABA were cysis from the carotenoid pathway and through a very important enzyme, NCED. And signaling pathway were triggered with the binding of ABF and ABRE. This is the aroma volatile biosynthesis pathway. There are three ways to synthesize the aromatic esters through different enzymes, such as ADH, BCAT, PDC, and ADH. The most important in the last step synthesis from the alcohols to esters is AAT, is alcohol acetyl transferase. The material and treatment we used the 6 years old orange apple, and we have two treatments. First one is untreated control. Another is the fruit immersed in the 1.9 millimolar FABA solution. And then the fruits were stored at 25 Celsius degree. The relative humidity was more than 90%. We did a sampling at 0, 9, 16, 23 days. Then keep the pill in a minus 80 Celsius degree. The analysis parameters in this research were total, solid, chlorophyll content, aroma volatiles, abscisic acid concentration, acetylene production, gene expressions of aromatic biosynthesis, ABA-related and acetylene-related genes. Further results and discussion. In this slide, we can find the total solid increased at 9 days after treatment. However, the chlorophyll content didn't show any significant change. We detected there were 15 aromatic esters detected by GCMS during ripening in orange apples, and the five typical esters were selected according to a previous paper. We separated the five typical esters to two groups, according to the number of the carbon. So the first group is long chain ester, and the second one is short chain ester. We can find the long chain ester increased upon ABA at 16 or 9 days after treatment. However, in contrast, the short chain ester increased after 9 days until 23 days after treatment. So we also detected the last step, the enzyme, the expression of this enzyme AAT, which is very important in the last step to synthesis echoes to esters. We found empty AAT1, there was not a significant difference between the two treatments. However, in the expression of MDAAT2, it increased, it was upregulated 9 days after treatment. So we have discussed a relationship with MDAAT and esters. The treatment of ABA triggered the increase of the MDAAT2. So it caused the short chain esters increased. A previous report showed FAAT2 as a homologue of the MDAAT2 was demonstrated in accordance with the production of short chains esters during fruit growth and ripening in strawberry. So we can conclude that ABA may accelerate production of short chain esters through MDAAT2 regulation in apple fruit. Besides, we also analyzed another genes in aromatic biosynthesis pathway. We found the MDBCAT, which is related to the branch chain esters. It increased at 9 days after treatment. However, MDBCAT2 didn't show any significant change. And in MDPDC1, MDADH3, it increased at 13 and 23. Sorry, 13 and 23 and 13 days respectively. For the acetylene and its related genes expression, the acetylene increased at first during the ripening, and ABA treatment make an ABA treatment, make an accumulation of ABA at 23 days after treatment. Also, MDACS1 and MDACO1 showed were upregulated at 9 days after treatment. However, MDACS3A showed a negative value. So we discussed the insulin basis affected by the ABA treatment. The ABA treatment triggered the upregulation of MDACS1 and MDACO1 and downregulated the MDACS3A. Then the ethylene accumulated. So we got to conclude that ethylene may be stimulated upon ABA treatment with upregulation of MDACS1 and MDACO1, which also followed the previous research in peach and tomato. In the untreated control, we analyzed the ABA concentration and the expression of the MDNCED1, which is the biosis genes, and the MDABF is very important in the ABA signaling pathway. So we can find the ABA increased with the upregulation of MDNCED1 and MDABF2. According to the results of the last slide, so we discussed the relationship between insulin and ABA. So during ripening, the MDNCED1 was upregulated, which made the ABA accumulation. Then the MDABF2 were triggered. So the endogenous levels and the expression of the biosis, MDNCED1 and signaling transduction genes, MDABF2 of ABA increased towards ripening. However, how to the ABA signaling pathway to infect the ethylene increase, then turn to the climacteric peak, actually, which is not very clear. So we found the one or three ABRE motifs in the five upstream region of MDACS1, MDACS3A, and MDACO1. ABA inducible genes which are widely accepted as ABF binding sites in their five upstream regions. We can get a conclude that MDACS1-3 and MDACO1 are likely to be the potential targets of the MDABF2-like protein. So ABA may act with the ethylene as a positive supporter in the ripening stage of the apple. The conclusion. ABA may accelerate production of short-chain esters through the MDAH2 regulation. The ethylene may be stimulated upon ABA treatment with the upregulation of MDACS1 and MDACO1. The endogenous levels and the expression of the biosis MDNCED1 and signal transduction genes MDABF2-like of ABA increase towards ripening. And MDACS1-3 and MDNCO1 are likely to be the potential targets of the MDABF2-like protein. Thus, ABA may act with ethylene as a positive supporter in the ripening stage of the apple. So I'm very appreciate to all the authors in and the participants in this research. Thank you so much for your kind attention.